I am Jim Rome, right where I want to be, in the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California. Quicken Loan Supply, simply understand fully and mortgage confidently. We go into our second hour. Nice to have you here. Coming up in 35 minutes, Deon Buchanan, a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Top of hour number three, we have Mark Stein, an NBA reporter for the New York Times. Meanwhile, we start hour number two, and a lot of you feel badly for Kyle in Green Bay. Badly that he can't find his way home, can't seem to figure out how the world works. You're worried about him. This email reads, "Dude, Kyle is sad. This Kyle dude is just making me sad now. He's broke, he's homeless, and he has no idea how car insurance works. It's amazing he even made it to California and did not end up in North Carolina or New Jersey or something. Can the XR4 Ti just pool like 30 bucks each and get the kid a one-way Southwest flight home and put him out of his misery already? I mean, damn. Homie in Newport Beach, actually on Marigold in CDM. I mean, I guess we could. Jim, Unwar, the smug mechanic that comes out with a clipboard to tell you how crappy your car is. Drew in West LA. Mechanic's got a lot of power now. A mechanic has a lot of power because that mechanic has intel that you and I are not privy to. Otherwise, we would not be going to that mechanic. We would do it ourselves. That mechanic's got a lot of power and authority. He knows it. He holds all the cards. You know, much like that bartender who will not acknowledge your presence as you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. This email is to Rex in Albuquerque. Hey, Rex, stop calling. Your takes are freezing cold. Your smack sucks. You are the Jake Delhomme of the jungle. David in Buffalo. All right, David's not feeling it. I wouldn't agree with that. I wouldn't say that his takes are freezing cold and that his smack sucks and that he's the Jake Delhomme of the jungle. Nah, the guy's on the precipice. He's right there. Like I said, all he has to do is decide who he wants to be, what he wants to be, and which way he wants to go. This guy could be a smack-off participant. He's got the game to get a golden ticket. He just has to decide whether or not he wants one. Jesse Mendoza asked me on Twitter, how and where do I vote for you for the National Radio Hall of Fame? All right, so if you're joining us late, the nominations came down. And I'm very, very honored and humbled to say that I've been nominated again for the National Radio Hall of Fame. The voting does not begin officially for another 3 weeks. Before that happens, I will tell you exactly how to vote. Now, some of you apparently have not decided whether or not you want to vote because I'm also getting a lot of questions on Twitter and the like with, hey, Rome, if we do that for you, what do we get? What do we get if we vote for you, Rome? Getting a lot of that. I don't know. A thank you? Another 10, 15, 20 years of content? What do we get? Clones, I don't ask you for a hell of a lot, do I? In fact, I didn't even ask you to make me number one on the podcast that week for Sports and Rec. I did say, if you make me number one, I will give you Romageddon. But we've already done Romageddon. I can't run that back again. So what do you get in exchange for a vote? Thank you. I'm not going to bribe you for votes. It would be a very nice gesture on your part, and I would appreciate it immensely. This email says, Rome, no doubt you're getting into the Hall of Fame. Just make sure that you don't put IRA in charge of telling people the website that people need to head up to vote. War, theiracraig at yahoo.com. Unwar Rome asking IRA, is that your email address or the website to vote? And IRA assuredly saying, oh, it's the website to vote. Hit me with that GoFundMe page one more time.
It is theiracraig at yahoo.com.
Brother, is that an email address or a GoFundMe page?
It's a GoFundMe page.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Matt in Raleigh. This email says, Jim, shortly after the infamous Toby in Houston call, you stated, quote, we should ship this segment to the Radio Hall of Fame. Will you be a man of your word? Also, congrats, Drew in West L.A. Don't congratulate me for anything at all. Unless you're congratulating me for a nomination. I've seen the category. I've seen who I'm up against. It is going to be very, very difficult. Very difficult. Now, Drew, I would say that I never said that. But the last time I said that I never said something, you were quick to point out, oh, yes, you did, Rome. Yes, you did. No, Drew, I never, ever got on the air and said that diarrhea was the great equalizer. You know that, Drew. I never said that. And then Drew's response was something along the lines of, really, Rome? Then what do you have to say about this?
Diarrhea is the great equalizer. Think about it. Diarrhea doesn't care who the hell you are. It's coming. He doesn't care who you are or what you do or where you are. He's coming. That's what makes the guy so dangerous. Now, I don't know if this is some great urban myth or legend, and I can only say that I've heard this. I've never
known anybody. I get it, Alvin. Fine. Drew was right and I was wrong. Fine. Drew, I am sorry.
From more than one source.
Alvin, I got it. We all got it, Alvin. That's good, Alvin. That's good. Hey, Drew, I wasn't even being dishonest. I didn't even, quote, misremember. I really did not think that I ever said that. But Drew was there to check me. So if Drew says that I said after that phone call that we should ship the segment to the Radio Hall of Fame, who am I to disagree? I just would not ship that segment to the Radio Hall of Fame. One more email. Pimp. So last week you add Raleigh as a Jungle affiliate, and this past weekend, Webb Simpson, Raleigh local, throws down a 63 and rips the players' tournament. Coincidence? I think not. Jeff from the 919, War Raleigh NC. We are efforting Webb for later on this week. Hopefully we get him. Maybe tomorrow. All right, so really quickly, about the Radio Hall of Fame. I've said it before, and I want to say it again. 2018 really is the year of the jungle. New studio, new simulcast, new affiliates, new Sirius XM clearance, new listeners. 3 decades in, you're supposed to fade out. Go quietly. Not me. Not you. Not us. Not me. Not you. Not us. 3 decades in, we're hitting this thing as hard as we ever have before. I mean, it really is amazing. Now it's time to put 2018 over the top because today an industry press release just did drop and I've been nominated for this year's National Radio Hall of Fame, which is an amazing honor. Now here's the kicker. Just like everything else in the jungle, we get to do this together because in a few short weeks, the voting for the Hall of Fame will be open to you. And as badly as I really do not want to campaign, I don't want to show for votes because, frankly, I'm just not comfortable doing that. Sure, you're not, Rome. No, really, I'm not. I'm not. This is not where I live. That's not something that I'm really comfortable doing. I'm actually going to look at this thing a little bit differently. I'm going to look at this opportunity differently. I'm going to look at this as a way for all of us to accomplish something together once again because this category is determined exclusively on listener votes. Or it's not like the Pro Bowl where a percentage of it is based on listener votes. It's all based on listener votes. All of it. It does not go to a committee. It does not go to a panel. It goes to you, the public. So that's where I would like to see you step up and flex. That's where I need you to step up and pick me up. Listen, we took a local San Diego show back in the day, turned it into a nationally syndicated jungle together. We packed arenas to capacity, coast to coast, together. We've kept the Smack Off thriving for nearly a quarter of a century together. We did top the iTunes podcast charts together. Everything we've done here, we've done together. Which is why I am going to embrace the fact that you get to vote on the Hall of Fame because I want us to all go in together, if it's possible, if we're lucky enough. I want it to happen, and I want us to go in together. And there's nobody that I would rather roll with into battle with the clones. Sure, Rome, you love us today. Look, I always love you, but I do have to check you. If I don't check you, who is going to check you? But clones, I know what you're about. And I know when you're right. There is nobody who shows up the way you clones do. You're mobile. You're fierce. You're loyal. And you still have a hell of a lot of juice. I know this. I know this. So let's make sure everybody else also knows this. As I said, voting is going to open up in a few weeks. When it does, I will be the first to let you know. And I will tell you how you can vote. But I want to start the conversation right now. Because when you stay ready, you do not have to get ready. And again, I don't want to be the guy stumping for the votes, but this category is voted on by the people. So again, I'm very humbled and very honored to be nominated once again. Last year, I was led to believe that I came really close before coming up just short. But last year, you clones were not involved. This year, you are. I don't make the rules. I just follow the rules. And the rules say in order to get in, at least this year, you got to be voted in. So clones, do what you do. Then maybe, if everything breaks well, then maybe we all have something to celebrate together. Maybe, if we're lucky. Voting is in a few weeks, and then there is a voting window. And if I'm not mistaken, you're allowed to vote twice. So I will tell you how that is. And in response to the question, okay, Rome, I might do that for you. What do I get? Again, my thanks, my sincere appreciation. So that's what we were talking about earlier when somebody said, how do I vote? That announcement came down earlier this morning, and I really am very, very honored. And then back to Kyle in Green Bay very quickly. Stucknut tweets, I just ordered 2 Zipas for my hotel on wheels. My car insurance will cover it, right? Signed, Kyle in Green Bay. That's not how car insurance works, no. Chris in the LBC. War Kyle trying to pay for his tattoos with his Kaiser HMO card. Also, not how insurance works. You can't drop your Kaiser HMO card at the tattoo parlor. You can. It's not going to get you anything. I have to finish my thought on Eldrick, which I will do when I come back. Meantime, how about a good phone call? 1-800-636-8686. 2018 is flying right on by. It is May 14th. We all want to continue to elevate our game to that next level. We want to make this year the best year ever. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, listen up. Because elevating your game the rest of the year just got a whole lot easier thanks to my friends at Lumber Liquidators and their new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that you can call for all of your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you absolutely crush it the rest of the year with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it, so you can get your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large. Your job is too small. So put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to LumberLiquidators.com. LumberLiquidators.com. Let's continue to make 2018 the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators. That's LumberLiquidators.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. All right, important programming note. Tomorrow at 7 Eastern on CBS Sports Network, We Need to Talk returns for its May premiere as we relive the Kentucky Derby with Layla Ali, also joining to be a part of the discussion. Guest Kareem Jackson of the Houston Texans, Boston Marathon winner Desiree Linden, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Check out We Need to Talk, which is a great program. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll-free. You want to hit us up right now. Dale Buchanan's coming up later on this hour. Mark Stein, top of hour number 3. Let me change up on you, talk a little baseball. The thinking was, at some point, Major League hitters were going to figure out Shohei Ohtani. Well, that point is not in the middle of May because that has not happened. This guy put on another masterclass yesterday against the Minnesota Twins. 6 1/3. Allowed only 3 singles. one run, struck out 11. He was killing guys with his heat and with his off-speed stuff. He was filthy, disgusting, nasty. Angels manager Mike Socia loved what he saw. He said Ohtani was, quote, phenomenal. He had both breaking balls working, his slider and his curveball. His splitter was as good as we've seen it, and he got some big outs with his fastball, end quote. Hey, look, Mike Socia does not throw praise around like that very often. But, of course, that's Ohtani's manager. Of course, he's going to say nice things. The Twins probably do not think as much of him, right? Wrong. Twins first baseman Logan Morrison, and I quote, he's only 23 years old and is going to get better. I think he's doing something that nobody has probably ever done, and it might be a long time before you see it again, end quote. I mean, that's some crazy praise right there. Except Logan was only getting warmed up because here comes the real heat. He went on, and I quote, there's another guy in that clubhouse who is a really good player, but to me, with what Ohtani does on the mound and with the bat, he's probably the best player in the world. End quote. I mean, holy crap. Forget for a moment whether or not it's accurate or not. It doesn't even matter. What matters is a major league player just casually threw out, quote, probably the best player in the world, end quote, about somebody who arrived in the majors 2 months ago. I know guys get caught up. I know guys get carried away at times. But when you're comparing Ohtani to Mike Trout, when Mike Trout's compared to Mickey Mantle, and Mike Trout's going to go down as one of the best ever to do it, and you're saying that Ohtani is probably the best player, not only in his clubhouse, but in the entire world, 2 months after arriving here, it's pretty insane. Pretty insane, and I love it. I mean, that's an amazing thing for a guy to say about Ohtani. But if Ohtani and Trout aren't the best players in the world, then I know who is. This cat.
Is a player. Oh, Bryce Harper, lift off and gone. Oh, man. Number 13 for Harper. Wow.
Boy, that's as good as it gets right there. 3-0, green light, neon green light with the pink bat. And that is a thing of beauty. Launch angle, exit velo.
Wow.
Everything.
MLB, ESPN with that. I mean, I don't even need to see that guy's name or say it. I don't need to say his name because the crack of the bat says everything. Bryce Harper could even change his name to that sound because that's how you recognize him now. I mean, there are plenty of guys who hit home runs, but I don't really know anybody who hits them with that sound. I mean, listen to this very closely.
As a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and gone.
I'm not sure what's better. The grunt before the crack, or the crack, or the right fielder's reaction. Alvin, run that back one more time and listen for the grunt before the crack.
Is a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and gone.
It's like the grunt, the crack, and then the guttural. Oh,
is a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and
gone. It's like a symphony. The grunt, the crack. The oh,
as a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and gone.
And the right fielder who doesn't take his hands off his hips. He just stood there and watched. Didn't even take a step. Just watched it go. Can't blame the guy. Launch angle 25 degrees. Exit velo 115 miles per hour. Decibels a billion. Can I hear it one more time?
As a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and gone.
Now, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see that pickup truck, that red pickup truck in the stands, in the right field stands. It's way back. It's like, I don't know, maybe 1,500 feet from home plate. They probably put that out there thinking, no one's going to reach this car. No one's going to hit this car. Wrong again. Harper came this close to not only reaching it, but wrecking it. And he's doing that on a nightly basis. Can I have one more for the road, Alvin?
As a player. Oh, Bryce Harper lift off and gone. Oh, man. number 13 for Harper. Wow.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that Ohtani is the greatest player in the world. Not when he's not even the best player in his own clubhouse. Not when Mike Trout is in that clubhouse. Not when Bryce Harper's doing that. But I am going to enjoy all three of these cats. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of them. And I do love that somebody like Logan Morrison is saying, hey, this guy might already be the best player in the world. He was dirty yesterday, Ohtani. And then there's Harper doing that. Dear Romy, was that the sound of Bryce Harper crushing that 3-0 heater or a freaking gunshot? How far did he hit that ball? 2 miles. Yeah, I don't know anybody else who hits bombs the way this guy does, and they sound like this.
As a player. Oh, Bryce Harper, lift off and gone.
This dude is so strong. He almost hit that truck. And that truck, you know, I'm being facetious when I say, was that truck 1,500 feet from home plate? But it was like 900 feet, I think. Hit that ball a long, long way. Let's go to the calls. Well, I got to say, this guy has been on hold for 15 straight days. You know, everything's turning to analytics, metrics, stats. I've got a stat for you. I've got some analytics. Parody Larry's been on hold for 15 days. 15 days in a row. But he is on topic. He has been there 15 days. Might as well let the guy in. Who knows? Maybe he'll shock the world and rip himself a golden ticket. Let's go to the Bay Area. 15 days on hold. Parody Larry. Larry, I'm just going to tell you one more time. Do not waste a lot of time with some whack take. You're Parody Larry, not Bad Take Larry, not Any Take Larry. Get to the parody. You've been warned. Let's go to Parody Larry. Lawrence, you're on the air once again. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Jim. How you doing, buddy? Congrats on your nomination. If there's nobody more deserving than you to get it. So if you don't, the fix is in. So listen, I had a great time hooking up with Kyle when he made a swing through the bay. So Kyle, to the tune of Born to Be Wild, this one's for you. Here we go, baby. Drew got his motor running, headed for the highway. Jumpman wants adventure, and the clones will come his way. Yeah, Kyle is making it happen, spreading jungle love all over the place. Caught up with Lev, Sean, and Jim Benton. Now Javier's is his place. Saw Luke in for Collins, then Pilar baked in Marty. Saggy and the tree rat. Randall, man, L.A.
Anytime,
yeah,
Alvin.
Yeah, Cal and Cole are sleeping in their car. Can't afford a shot.
Ah! Damn, Lawrence, get to the freaking chorus. You don't like that car. My man's got verses.
Not a very good car.
Verses. Lawrence, exit velo, 54 seconds. Felt like 5 hours. Man, dude, get to the chorus. We're waiting on the chorus. Why do you think I let that go as long as I did? Get to the chorus. But no, my man's got verses. Verses. Lots of verses. Get to the chorus. If you were on hold 15 days, I felt like I had to listen to that for 15 days. 54 seconds of my life that I'll never get back. It was a long 54 seconds, wasn't it? Try to cut the guy some slack. He was on topic, in market, and had a shot.
That's whack.
Yeah, we have been talking about Kyle in Green Bay, and he spent time with Kyle in Green Bay. I thought that all set up perfectly and justified my reason to take a phone call from him. 15 days on hold, on topic, spent time with Kyle in Green Bay, thought he might have some insight. Most of all, thought that he had a chorus. Probably does. Lawrence, do not call back with a chorus. You had every shot. I mean, you got to be smart. You got to be smart. You know I'm not going to let that go. Do your single verse. Edit. Self-edit, Lawrence. Be smart. Edit. Just do the one verse. Get into the chorus. I don't care if there was a second or third or fourth or fifth or eighth verse. Man, be smart, Lawrence. Self-edit. 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 Very disappointing, but not at all surprised. When we return, we're talking Arizona Cardinal football. Deon Buchanan is my guest. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. Mark Stein, top of the third hour. We're talking NBA with him. He is a New York Times NBA reporter. But first...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge. You could use Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test. In the 5W30 Viz grade, it helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Little reaction to parody, Larry. Just so you know, and I'm not really giving the guy up, just fact. Called back immediately after getting run, was infuriated, wanted to finish what he started, had been on hold 2 weeks, was angry, wants to come on again. Hey, look, I'm not here to hammer those who are loyal to me in the program. I mean, maybe I'll let him finish and get to his course, maybe. Let me see the reaction first. And not that I'm going to say that your reaction will determine what I do, because it won't, but I am curious what the reaction might be. Aaron in Austin tweets, Jim, why do you do that to the listeners? Why? I don't know, you know, because it had been so long since he had been on, and I've got a softness in my heart for Parody Larry, or as he refers to himself, P. Lair, every time he calls Adam Hawk. Hey, Hawk, it's P. Lair. Put me on. Hey, Hawk, it's P. Lair. I've been on hold 15 days. Can you just put me up? I don't know. It's a fair question. Why would I subject the listeners to that? It's a fair question. Timothy Gonzalez tweets, can we please just be done with Parody Man? We could. In a way, I thought we were. He'd been on hold for 15 days. I thought we were done. No. But apparently not. Right now, we are joined by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. Coming off a year where he had 82 tackles, a sack, 3 passes defensed. He had an interception. He had a couple of forced fumbles last season. A member of the 2014 All-Rookie Team. A first-team All-American and All-Pac-12 player at Washington State. You might recall he was the 27th pick overall in 2014. Arizona's going to open up against Washington on September 9th. Deon Buchanan is my guest. Deon, nice to have you back. How are you?
How's it going? What's going on?
What's up? Good to have you back. Let me first ask you about your head coach, Steve Wilks. And I start there because I talked to this guy on the phone a few weeks back, and I'm like a media knob. And this guy had me all fired up, like I want to go to battle. So I got to ask you, what were your early impressions of your new head coach so far?
Oh, man, just like you just said, really just sparks a fire underneath you. I kind of just want you to go out there and play football right now. Every time he talks, he's an assertive guy, you know. He's just somebody that, honestly, you know, you want to go out there and play for, you know. So when I first met him, when I first talked to him, when I seen him talking, and honestly, he's just inspiring. So, I mean, you know, I'm excited for what's to come.
Now, you were drafted in 2014, and you had been one of the younger guys on a very good defense for a while. But now when you look around, suddenly you were the second longest tenured guy on that defense. So what's that like for you?
Man, I just feel like I kind of just blinked, and next thing you know, 4 years goes by, you know, and you know, you kind of just don't listen to all the vets that are gonna tell you, oh, it's gonna come fast, and things like that, and then what do you know, it's here, you know. But I don't know, it feels good, you know. I just feel like, you know, the coaches, you know, they expect more from me, and I expect a lot out of myself. So I feel like, you know, say if you expect more out of yourself, you know what I'm saying, all the expectations from other people are going to be lower. So, but I'm excited, you know. I want to be a leader. I want to be a captain. I want to be those things that for the team, you know. And I feel like we got a great core of guys, great group of guys, and a lot of people I've been around for a long time. And I know how they play, and they know how I play, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give them everything I got.
Deon Buchanan joining us. You know, I want to talk about your role and what the coaches are expecting of you in just 1 minute. But if you go back, I mean, like you said, in a blink of an eye, 4 years went by, but that 2014 draft was not that long ago. What do you remember about being drafted and then showing up at camp and joining a defense that had so many excellent veteran players?
Right, yeah. When I got drafted, honestly, it was just of course, the first answer is just dream come true. You know what I mean? The lead immediately just tears in the eyes, and I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking my family and just the people around me. And it was just a really surreal moment, you know, something I won't forget, you know, ever, you know. And it's one thing that's, you know what I'm saying, that's one time it happens. And, you know, so it was just, it was one of the things, like I said, I didn't expect it, but it was just, you know, I felt like I was the best. So, you know, I wanted to be drafted as high as possible, but I, when I got that call from the Cardinals, it was just, you know, like I said, it's a dream come true. And, you know, but yeah, so, I mean, it was awesome. You know, it was great. And, you know, as far as what they expect from me, I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to do what I need to do. Yeah.
Well, now you're one of those vets. In fact, Wilkes has given you the responsibility of leading the huddle and essentially being the Luke Kuechly of the defense. So what has that transition been like for you? And then how much do you enjoy leading the defense?
Right, right. I love it, you know. But like you said, with Luke, that's kind of just a blueprint. I mean, that's the best blueprint you can get, you know. What he's done for his team, what he's done for not only his team but the NFL and players like myself, just being able to look at his film and just kind of just see what he sees and jumping into, you know, some of the positions and some of the situations that he's already been in, you know, it makes it easier. You know, I get to look at the film and how it's supposed to be done, him and also Thomas Davis. And, you know, those are two Pro Bowl guys, you know, future Hall of Famers. And, you know, so, I mean, like I said, it makes it easier. But I mean, at the same time, you know, they did things at a high level and they prepared at a high level and they did things the right way, you know. And for me to go on and step in, and I mean, of course, not for him, but I'm saying for make my own and blaze my own path, I have to be able to put in that work and do the things at a high level as well. You know, I'm not just gonna have to wake up on game day and it's not just gonna come naturally like that. It's gonna have to come to work, you know, repetition and film room study and you know, going out there and actually practicing it with my teammates and you know, saying growing together and the camaraderie and things like that, and you know, molding us into, you know, the Arizona Cardinals defense. So I'm excited about it. But like I said, it's awesome when you have something to look on, as far as it's almost like a cheat sheet, you know, go back and you look at the film and look at how they did it and, you know, be able to do it in your own way.
And I know you've studied film with both those guys, so you know exactly how they do it and where they've had their success. Deion Buchanan joining us. Now, to me, one of the more important questions, though, is the question of your position name in this defense as there is a transition from the 3-4 to the 4-3. Being called the money backer is one of the coolest titles in all football. I got to be honest, man. It's going to kill me to hear you referred to something other than that. Are you then still the money backer?
I am. That's me. I just feel like that's my name. I feel like, you know, the Cardinals kind of incorporated it, you know, for this position. And, you know, so where I'm at on the field, I feel like that's the money backer position. You know, I know it's a different defense, but I feel like the Cardinals are going to be able to, we're going to be able to incorporate this defense as well. I mean, it's no different from being a back. I mean, but just I feel like it's, in this defense especially, you have to have defensive back tools, you know. So I feel like it even fits more so within this defense, because sometimes we might be matched up on the slot. Sometimes we might be matched up on a tight end or the running back. So I feel like it's
going to be. Yeah, man, I know.
And,
my man, that happens to me every single day. I got you.
Appreciate it. But, yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Now, I want to make sure people understand that being the money backer, you see, it just happened to me. It's more than just a name, though. Like, when you came into the league and you made that move to linebacker, you were at the forefront of teams that were really embracing speed at the linebacker position. And now other teams are looking for their own Deion Buchanan. What's it mean to you to hear that other teams are trying to figure out where they can get a guy like you?
Yeah, it means a lot. But every time, you know, when I hear people say it, or you know, they talk about, you know, me or Mike Barron over at the Rams, I really just think about the guys that kind of paved the way for me, like guys like Cam Chancellor, you know, guys like Troy Polamalu, you know, guys that I grew up emulating and watching, because, you know, honestly, you know, Cam was in the box a lot of the time, probably 75% of the time, you know, playing that type of same position that I am. I mean, he'll drop back in coverage depending on what covers they're in. But, you know, guys like I said, Cam Chancellor, Troy Polamalu. You know, those are guys that I watched, you know, just all over the field, in the box, being able to hold their own in the box and do what they need to do, set the edge, hammer the ball, spill the ball. You know, like I said, be able to hold their own within that box going against those big linemen. And, you know, that's kind of like what I leaned on when they told me that I was going to make that switch. You know, I started looking at guys like that and being able to just, like I said, emulating them and seeing just what it takes to, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it takes a different mindset to be down there, you know, and they had that mindset. So I definitely, every time they say it, I feel like I owe other players, you know, that's been in there, and, you know, before, you know, it got to be a big thing. You know, I feel like, you know, I owe them, you know, say their names or whatever. They get, you know what I'm saying, the credit too, you know, because that's what really paved the way for me to be able to do it now. Yeah, so.
And it takes a different mindset to deal with adversity. And you had some last year in the sense that you had off-season ankle surgery, reconstructive surgery, in fact, and you missed all the off-season work camp in the first three games of the year. You said something late in the year that I thought was really interesting. You said, quote, "Sometimes I've got to remember football is what I do. It's not who I am," end quote. It's a pretty profound observation. What led you to that thinking? And then how does that impact the way you approach football and life?
Right. Well, what really led me to that thing, I mean, when I first started, you know, that's, I've always been known for football, you know, since I was seven, you know, I've been, you know, exceptionally well, doing a lot, you know, and, you know, so all I know is football throughout my life. And, you know, that's how I made friends. That's how I just, you know, did different things. That's how, you know what I'm saying, grew, have with this kind of status on, quote unquote, or whatever. And, you know, sometimes you can get wrapped up in that. Sometimes you get wrapped up in that lifestyle. Sometimes you get wrapped up in just all these different things. And you know what I'm saying? My dad and my mom just sat me down. And, you know, not – and also my coach. And coach, you know, Coach Foote, you know, just understanding that football can't let football control your whole life. You know, football can't control how your mood is every day, you know, because sometimes how it was. Sometimes I had that bad day at practice, my whole day's messed up. You know, if I had a good day at practice, then that just puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day, you know, and that kind of hindered, I want to say, my personality at first and kind of just set it back. You know, sometimes you'll be more closed off than usual if something's not going right down the football field. And, you know, like I said, my mom, my dad really set me down and also, like I said, my coach, you know, Coach Larry Foote, he reminded me again, you know, sometimes when I get in that mode, I'd be so stuck on something, you know, I'm passionate about this, you know, and sometimes I get so stuck on it and I won't be able to move on, you know, so I've gotten better, you know, and I'm talking like if it's a problem, but it's not a disease, and I promise, but I've gotten better, you know, and that's why I said that, you know, because I've come a long way from that. You know, now it's, like I said, you know, football is just what I do. You know, it's not who I am. I enjoy playing football, but shoot, I'm you know, say I'm a guy. You know, say I'm a dude just like everybody else. I love going. I want to be able to go home and, you know what I'm saying, see my family, hang out and have a good time. You know, even if I had a bad day outside, you know, outside what we're doing. If I had a bad day out there, practice, maybe I missed a call or I didn't set something the right way or I missed a fit. You know, not allowing that to affect my life, you know,
sure.
But at the same time, you know, correcting it. But yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Some guys never figure that out, and you figured that out at an early age. Deion Buchanan, my guest, Arizona Cardinals money linebacker. They open up the year against Washington on September 9th. Deion, good to have you back on the show. I appreciate you, and it's great to have you back. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
You too, man. Have a great day. And while I'm at it, allow me to take a moment to thank the legends, Chris Melvin and Mark Dalton, for making that happen. Thank you, men. Deion, nice job. Great to have you back. All right, we'll take a short timeout. When we come back, we change up. We talk some basketball. Mark Stein, New York Times NBA reporter, joins me at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. Third hour straight ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. It's great to be with you on this Monday.